Interrupting the current Corona cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is DTW RLM 364. Enduring the new species of coronavirus, the deadly coronavirus bogus, i.e. the rogue common cold. And although it's not a perfect fit, is Fauci the Epstein of bioterrorism? Was a thought. We now live in the cricket coronation. Welcome, inmates. I'm hearing, been hearing people say we have to get through it. And folks, get through what? Get through what? Actually, our cricketism. Twilight Zone, I agree. Jet888 over there, UCY TV, YouTube comment. The same thought for the last couple weeks. This coronavirus bogus episode of the Twilight Zone. And this thing is going to, I'm just astounded. It's going to continue until people, either the people with the plan execute fully the plan or the people stop it. And I've been thinking a little bit about this, as I think I said, if I just brushed it, or maybe it was my thought during the Virginia Second Amendment, so-called Second Amendment problem. When I looked at that Constitution and the first couple sections and then one extra done in Article 2 showed the way, if you will. An organic state Constitution showed the way for the people. And I think I stated this would be a good, once we learn how to do this as a people and go through that path, it'll show us how to do the rest. It'll show us how to do that across the nation whenever this thing came up. Well, that didn't happen, and so we didn't learn those lessons. But that, I will tell you, going back, and I've been thinking this through my mind, the answer to the Second Amendment in Virginia that I gave you through the Constitution, using only those three or four sections of the Constitution as a guide, for the reason given, I think it was in Section 3, is the way you address this nonsense that's being perpetrated globally. Globally. For those who can't fathom a grand global conspiracy of control, is it more conceivable that Ohio officials globally have made such bad decisions here? At least since December, as I pointed out here in that one article, to put you in indefinite prison lockdown? Or that it is planned? Which one? Which one would we choose there? Are they making all the officials making the wrong decision? Every one of them. Well, we do have evidence of a different thing going on, but that's the anomaly I tell you to look for. So, do we want to agree and buy into this? Again, buying in. When you went global and we went to buy in. It's now, and there's no doubt that it's an economic attack. And they truly want to hurt you folks. And I don't know why I see people sitting back. In the very least, you can write your record into officials local to you to start challenging them to set up the structure that we saw happen in Virginia, where we eventually got all the county, you can see all the county, the mass of the community was agreeable. There was a serious problem, a maladministration of government. Now before, I didn't get any record, anybody evidencing that they did on Wednesday like I was hoping that they'd said, yeah, you know, I did the research and found out, you're right, there is no test. This whole thing is bogus on its face. There is no demonstrable exigence, and I'm going to at least write an email, a letter, whatever I'm going to do to start the process, to organize up my thoughts, bring my evidence, and start to challenge all these officials that are claiming that they have the right to lock me down. And I didn't get one of those letters. Now, I'm hoping that you do. I'm hoping that someone starts to step up and understand what I've been saying. I've been actually, the more I look at this, I've been qualifying what I've been doing for a long time. I've been talking to you about this day. No different I talked to you about the day of Virginia or the day of any other administrative comment or the day any other official came under color of authority in order to harm you. It's the same addressment at every point. So I'm hoping we finally get past the shock and awe, the twilight zoneness of it, and we start to literally do stuff, notwithstanding our belief that it won't do anything. You still have to stand up for yourself anyway, even if the foe is too big. And I think we're dealing with a bunch of pipsqueaks. And so, you can put the boogie monster in your mind, or else you can decide that you're not going to take it anymore. Enough is enough, as I posted on the Twitter. But I want to give a quarantine caution to y'all. Don't. Edna learned the hard way. So learn from Edna. Don't open a can of whoop-ass alone in your kitchen. Make sure you seal it in an envelope and send it off before you let someone else open that can of whoop-ass by themselves. And the odds of them being by themselves is good during this quarantine caution for opening a can of whoop-ass. Thank you, Rimmer. Fo-fo. That's right. We're dealing with the fo-fo. And it's provable. This is what I can't get about this. It's so simple. There is no test, and it's not my opinion. I've always said you use the criminal's own confession. The CDC says on the serology test page there is no test. The FDA's instruction on the panel, as I told you last week and put the links together, says there is no test. If there is no test, what are we doing? What are these officials doing? And then I keep thinking about this, like this Bill Gates guy keeps coming up. Where did he come from? He's not a medical official anyway, even though we can see the medical experts are criminals. But he's not. He's a software opportunist, as I wrote in a Twitter. Where it is? He's got no medical experience. Where is he making medical policy and medical action and taking medical action that we put up with this nonsense? On its face, it's self-evident fraud. Why do I see? Well, I guess I noticed it's an interesting thing. I get a little frustrated because I'm seeing already what needs to happen and I don't see it moving. People are just coming to the point where they're realizing the books are cooked, folks. I told you we're dealing with economists. We're dealing with bean counters. They're cooking the books like they made the hockey stick. Only this is so clearly demonstrable that it's a fraud by the confession of the criminals that are doing it, the officials of the government. Since when do these people in the government, someone who elected to office can make medical determinations, have any power to do so under any established authority, where you would step up as the posterity and show that not only does the establishment can't do what it's just done to destroy your life because that's not fulfilling your health, safety, and welfare on what is demonstrably a fraud. You got them two steps behind where they should have been right there if you would just do it. And yes, it does look like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm a candle in the wind. Well, why don't we get everybody turning into a candle and we'll see how hot the heat gets. These people, whoever's doing this, all this coming down thing, all these officials that are making the same mistake, folks, that's a plan. When it's 100%, it's got to be a plan. When they're making that mistake and they're harming you, not only is the mistake actionable, the harm is actionable. When you can prove, not only do they have the lack of expertise, the experts that they rely on are at least conflicted interests, if not ignorant. You have them, folks. Why do I continue to see weeks and weeks on end here any question? An argument. I've told you, don't make an argument out of this. Find the clear path and jump on it. And don't let anybody knock you off that path. And it's easy once you get on the path. Can you see now what's going on? I don't understand how this is a question. I don't see now why we continue to argue whether or not is a mask okay? Oh, where are we going to send the equipment? There's COVID. Oh, no cause. There is a cause. It's beyond all that, folks. They have no test. They can't create the thing that they're complaining about that gives them or actually relying on. There's no reliance that they can impose the power that they're wielding right now. You're letting them have it. And you should be letting them have it. Well, given the quarantine caution that Edna learned, give them, those that are making decision to keep you holed up in your house under threat, start pressing the felonies on them. I saw a Twitter go through, they were talking about not being able to sell seeds. I always find it fascinating. Not many, I guess. I get nobody responding on Twitter. Not even as an idea to carry along to promote even further. Go read sabotage in the United States Code, folks. They're not supposed to be messing with your food. They're not supposed to be messing with the grounds or the production of those grounds for food. It's sabotage what you're facing. Go read the code. It's right there. During a time of an emergency, it says. Read the first few words of the first part of the definitions. It's right there. It's another thing you can just add. These officials are committing a sabotage where they make private decisions or official decisions to not sell you stuff. And since when are you backing down on what's necessitous for you, as I said last week? So I'm dismayed a bit why we're not seeing more people at least present what they're moving. However frivolous it seems like what you're doing, to see zero actually going out and everybody saying, well, I see the fraud and I sit back. I told you last week, they're making laws to take your stuff. They're making laws to impose upon you. Everybody acknowledges. We see how much is slave. If they 100% take your stuff, how much of a percentage of slavery? It's all the percentage of slavery is the voluntary percentage you give up. That's when it's not slavery. And you see that right in the third, I think it's the 13th Amendment. The involuntary servitude. Well, when you give it up, you've given it up. And that's what the point about when I found out about Title 42, 1981, Section 1981, the code, what had happened relating back to the Civil War. They just expanded the class of slave. And we can talk about that, or we can start to work to do something about it. And as long as we're not doing, do something, folks. Do something. Don't talk about it. This thing goes where the wagon has been pushed. It's really a phenomenal thing to watch. Anyway, thinking about where am I relative to this thing and what I've been suggesting, what value have I been to anybody who would listen? I think I may be one of the very few that can give, that have given, not can give, I've given it, a direction of how you step out from this thing and call it out. We have a great opportunity. I told you that this next thing that they were doing back in, right at the end of January, when I was telling you about what was coming up on us, the fear and trauma-based stuff, I talked about this coming in. And I told you then, or somewhere around that, I said something similar, because I don't remember exactly what I said. What is the driver of this is going to expose itself? And we have the opportunity, all the targets will be available to us if we would just be organized in ourselves as a society to go take out those targets. Now they'll step forward. You see that clearly in Bill Gates. He's one of the people that are the drivers underneath this that need to be marginalized, at least needs to be outed for the lack of expertise and the lack of policy concerns and the Faucis of the world, the ones that we fall prey to, his name. The ones we fall prey to need to be outed. They're all there for us to do so. People see it. They just don't put it together in an action model to work forward. Or a method that they've developed. This is what I've been talking about this whole time. So I'm, again, dismayed that we just don't have more. We're so clearly seeing who is the problem and where the problems are at the deep level. Not the deep state. I'm talking about the action working. We're not going to get to the deepest state with this. What we're going to do is we're going to get to the effect of what the deepest would be driving. And we can neutralize all of that. And yet, I see nobody moving. I see complaints. And so, look for the anomalies. Notwithstanding the global effect, there's one standout in a government, which I would say use that as the evidence to the contrary of what, once you can show that there's a maladministration in the government, officials that are not medical doctors relying on experts that are not actually medical and have no test, and you show the boogeyman has no demonstration of existence, no demonstrable exigence, you now have them in a maladministration, you also have them in a felony because now they're depriving you of your life, you're depriving you of your money and your property and the extension going down. I just said that, and a whole bunch of stuff came into my mind about folks, prepare, get, I don't even know what to tell you to do as far as, you bet if you have a chance to put food in the ground, the indications are they're going to make this hard on everybody. And I don't even know if people can grow that much food, but at least do something. Again, do something. In the same time, don't just focus on that. You definitely have to go after your local officials agreeing to this nonsense, this felony against you. But there's one evidence here that you can use that says we didn't need to go to the extremes that we watched over almost overnight. The whole world turned into one big... Now, people are calling it a reset. I guess we can characterize it as that. This, to me, it's been an ongoing plan, so I don't know about a reset. It's the op continuing. It's moving on. It's continuing on schedule. And those of us that have been pointing out that there was an Agenda 2030 goal and believe it to be real because there's people with a plan of the future we want, not you, we, and you go talk to the economic forum, which I'll maybe get a link to here eventually when I stop talking a bit here, you'll find it says the we forum. It's the future we want is them. And you'll see, they now tell us, it's very fascinating, which if you just pay attention, they'll tell you how extensive it was. There's no one that's listening to me and no one that will listen to me in the future, if you have a brain to hear it, that will understand that could address all the subject matter areas in the lives of people around the world that these people got their fingers in. And so don't, that's why it feels overwhelming, because it is if you deal with trying to deal with all of it. That's why I say you find something for you that you want to stop. For me, it would be, what's interesting, I'm really having no place to fight. I'm not affected, and to my mind, I haven't been affected at all by this thing. There's nothing I do today that changes anything about what I do, and it's like I don't even have a place to go have a fight. And what I've been suggesting for people around me to do kind of puts them in these pseudo bubbles that it doesn't affect them either. But the E-type, the screws haven't been turned down long enough either, and that's come. That's in the words now. We all see it. I'm telling you, take that to heart. You better get going on protecting yourself as best as you can. And so moving over to an example, together with showing there's a maladministration in your local government, to accept the fraud where there is no test, no demonstrable exigence, to take you out of your essential life essential to you, in taking out their authority to determine what's essential for you, which is the other point, you then show that there's an alternative. And these are always great to find, and there is one. And I always find, folks, I've talked to you for years now, you'll look around and you'll find the counter discussion, the counter example. And it's out there. Notwithstanding the global reach of this thing, one country is actually calling it just the flu, folks, essentially. Sweden is not using authoritarian controls and economic shutdowns to fight the pandemic. Now, again, read that title. I could go on and talk about all kinds of stuff. It's not necessary. It's the pandemic's a fraud, so we just prove the fact there is no test. They can't prove it's novel. They can't prove there's a pandemic. Remember, we can also prove the WHO, the WHO, not the OWL, not the Rock Group, but the World Health Organization, did not change the assessment to declare there was and is a pandemic. They said it was characterizing it as the pandemic. And if people miss that little trick, you're missing how to understand what's going on. Well, that's okay. So I just said that. You can go find the fact of this. I talked about it in past broadcasts. Sweden is perhaps the only country that is not demolishing its people's means of making a living in order to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Let me touch that. First of all, it's an anomaly in the world. You'll find out that it's not affecting them near as, I mean, the cure is not killing them like the purported cause is supposed to be doing. And what we're seeing here is that the people's means of making a living, in that sentence that says those, that's essential. Why aren't you standing up and saying that's essential? Why don't you decide what the posterity's power is and declare that as what's being essential? Why don't I hear this? Why do I hear people buying into this nonsense? Well, Sweden didn't, and their approach is much different, and they are still thriving. Okay, I hate that word, but at any rate, thriving, while we are all suffering in what could very well be the beginning of another depression. Now, internationally, they call this a recession. So you can double-speak whatever you want. You're going to be hit locally. And their country said, we can still continue. Now, suffering, understand the word suffering, means you agree to suffer. You agree to be affected. That's voluntary right there. Suffering. It's a hard thing to think through, but go ahead and work on that a bit. Chew on that a little bit. You're suffering. Yeah, that's because you continue to agree. Sweden has not closed its borders or schools. Neither has it closed non-essential businesses and banned gatherings and more than two people. Their economy is still going strong and people still eat regularly. To be soon changed about in the United States, and we've got some record, evidence coming. So be careful for what you see now, reading now. Oh, I'm sitting pretty okay. And folks, so some of you that are really good preppers, that may be down a year or two, you might be tested as well. So those of you that are not prepared that far, this is looking like something you really need to pay attention to. Their economy is still going strong and people can still eat regularly. While the rest of the world, including the United States, imposes severe totalitarian restrictions on people's lives and removes their source of income. You think your income is essential, folks? Why aren't you discussing that? Why aren't you placing it out against the fact that the government, established government, did not have the right to make decisions that affected the posterity that way? That it's not in your health and safety and welfare for them to do this, and what you've done right before that is approved that they could not produce the demonstrable boogeyman that gave them the power. And you've done that by the CDC and the FDA saying, the record saying that they can't. Notwithstanding what the CDC would say that there is something, or the WHO. Not the music, not a pleasant sound in the forest, not a scary sound to the mouse. No, with the World Health Organization, experts that are conflicted interest to high heaven say. All this can be delineated, folks, in simple sentences that don't have to go on and on. I've told you that before. I used to say, you know, I used to go through the list, the lineage of my rights and all this constitution of violations. And I realized at some point, there was a lot of work that wasn't getting recognized, and then we switched, and I said we, because this is what I was working with through the coordination in the Jefferson Mining District and working with the coordinators. I said, we got to do this a lot. There's too much to fight for just a few guys doing this. I said, we got to switch our tactics, and we don't need to say so much. We're just going to give over what is the things of county concern to the county to deal with, and we'll press their obligation and duty to do that. All we'll do is we'll pick up where the frauds are. We'll pick up where the misinformation, where the failure of duty is in the administrative part of it. And it made it a lot easier. We can make a single page or two bullet point statement supported by documentation, an amendment or an addendum, and we move pretty quick then. We didn't have to delineate all of our rights. We just stated the ones that were the most important to do relative to the obligation and duty of the government to cover it. In this case, relative to this, when you've proved that they have no demonstrable boogeyman, all of a sudden now their whole establishment power falls. When you back whatever they're doing, even if it did have that kind of a power, up against them now doing harm, the complaint everybody makes that the cure is worse than the effect. Now you've got them in that violation that I talked to you about in Virginia. And you do that en masse. And now you've got the evidence that they've done it to everyone, not just you, you whiner. And so that's why everybody has to kind of be that candle for themselves. Even if you think you're the candle in the wind, you're going to be surprised how sturdy the wind is. It's going to be like the match that can't be put out. And all of a sudden the whole society becomes that its own conflagration in defense of itself against its incompetent officials. And there's a lot more that don't vote as well, but I don't want to get off point. So, Sweden doesn't do anything like what we see here, and they seem to be doing quite fine, folks. And here's another thing. Why? Because it's a bad flu season, folks. Oh, well, the symptoms of what we can identify as COVID may be something interesting. It may cause pulmonary difficulties that may not be pneumonia either. But it actually does something different that has a special case to it that has to be looked at. But that's not demonstrable exigence. Relative to what? Keep talking about missing everything. The flu is influenza virus, not coronavirus, the common cold, the rogue common cold. Yeah, so we have an interesting short list of how to destroy what is being relied on by officials that are taking you down and forcing you into quarantine, and I'm going to say voluntarily. You're voluntarily there. All the woe and suffering you sense and feel, and the woe and the doom in the future, is because you're sitting there determined to feel woe and doom in the future instead of saying, okay, that's it. They've done it. There's no doubt now in my mind that they're absolutely criminal or incompetent, and I'm not going to live under either in either condition. So Sweden is your example to say, listen, this whole country didn't do this and they're not suffering what we need to suffer here. Now, we are supposed to be better than that. And you say, I insist that we will be better. And if the next one next to you, in your household or your neighbor says the same thing, and it goes all the way through this country, we will change this, and we will then return standards by that we can impose, just like I said could be done in the Virginia case, the Virginia arms, keep and bear arms case. What is there, section 13 or article 13, whatever that is. So we have the model. We have it in a colony state, in a unfettered condition of a group of people that were of the mind of the origins of what we came from through the Republic, to bring today to stop this thing that's coming as a foreign imposition and a domestic overthrow. Well, you folks that took an oath to uphold the domestic overthrow and stop that, this is your time. I'm not saying go to guns. I'm saying this is your authority. This is what you were taking that oath to do, to stop people that abused their offices, that made claims that had no way, made power claims to interfere with your life that has no substantiation, the effect of which anyway violates the posterity, what the people intended for themselves. I'm just giving you three points that if you just write those down. So Sweden has the counterexample. You can get back to work. It doesn't mean that you won't get a cold this year. It doesn't mean you won't get the flu. It doesn't mean that you may not even be one of the 17% that might be affected by this thing that has symptoms they've identified as COVID. That they'll never test. Never. There's no way to know what you have. You'll just, one of our friends here, it's different. What you experience is different, but you survive. It's not an exigence that's sufficient to destroy your nation, destroy your livelihood, destroy the condition of your life, your health, your safety, and your welfare under the color of coming under a power that's supposed to protect your health, safety, and welfare. That point alone is enough to bring up, at least, if you will, a question on that. Though I don't like bringing up questions. I would just let out the facts of the fraud, the reliance on a fraud, strip them of their police power authority, and then go after them for the felonies and crimes and treason and sedition that's going on, and sabotage. Yes, it sounds kind of bizarre and scary, maybe because you're thinking about how do I do that myself. Write the letter somewhere. At least get it on record. Show it to people. Find your own group of people that are coming. You want to talk about, find your own group of patriots that'll work. You don't even have to do this together. This is the interesting thing. There's always here's the anomaly in Sweden. The internet's an anomaly of communication also. The one they're destroying you by, you can use and actually empower yourself. Start doing things. Instead of all the non-essential stuff. See, we complain about not being non-essential, or we don't, and we don't care, I guess. And then we do non-essential things relative to what the global servant slavery that's being imposed on. It's even worse than that, is being imposed on the world right now. But we have the anomalies that gives us an example that we can prove. Once we destroy the power, police power locally, we also show there's a way to go different path. Why? Because you always want a different path. And I've learned this myself, you don't come and make only a complaint. You provide at least a solution. You provide examples of what solutions could be. You give people a place to go that's literally viable, not just your opinion on it, not just because you, you got focused on something, and that's going to be the way when you, when someone else came in and looked at it and said it was just a drop in the bucket compared to the whole problem. And I say it that way because when you deal with land use problems, people have lots of their singular pet projects that they want to do, but that's in the scheme of things and the things that are dealt with in the comprehensive, that becomes one thing of maybe dozens and thousands of things to pay attention to that all have to integrate. And so be careful you don't do that to yourself when you bring a solution. But Sweden is not just a small thing. It's a whole country. And so we destroy the police power. We shame, if you will, we allege the criminality, the maladministration. If I go through the Virginia Constitution, the word is maladministration. You establish by the lack of a bogeyman the maladministration, then you show the mass of people all see that and agree. Then you offer what has to change. You bring up Sweden as an example. See, so now you got a package there. And I think if you go back, this is an important point, I think, if you go back and listen to what I just said in not even 20 seconds or 30 seconds right there, that's how you proceed in just about all of this, I think most of it. And it works. That part starts to work. Now, this is a bigger problem. You need to need more people. I'll tell you, though, a singular letter done like that is really powerful. They won't actually tell you that it is, but it is. And so you need to persist as well, notwithstanding any support you get. That's why I come here every week against all odds and broadcast. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm really having some inner strife about what, in fact, I said it in the chat room, Java Doctor 2. We were talking a bit. I just made a quick little comment. I'm not sure what I wanted to talk about today. I've really said what we have to do, and no one's interested in doing that, which would protect us. I'm not sure I have much more to say then. If I'm talking and there's no one here to hear, no one around to hear it actually, and actually execute, do something with it, then I've done my contribution at that level. And so I'm having a little bit of trouble at that point. However, I'm here again today because we have some things in the future that are coming. Maybe it might help some people if we just keep tracking. I'm going to keep pressing that we are not helpless. We suffer this because we allow it. We have actions we can take, and if we don't, self-inflicted wounds. I've been talking about all of this. And the power is still in our hands, and right now it's kind of an interesting observation from my perspective. I don't know about your all's perspective, but from my perspective, it's like it's the causers of our global harm are now exposed for who they are, and we all can be working to now exorcise this devil, this evil from us. That some of which was hidden if we started back in 9/11. Some of it would have been hidden. In 2008, we saw some more. Now we're seeing those that are the drivers of this. Completely in bed with each other. And now we get to see the global criminals a lot better. Those that are driving the agenda, like we call it, identified by their writings, Agenda 2030. That's not the only thing, though, so let's not be, again, don't focus on any one thing. It's hard, I don't even know what the word would be of who the causative agent. There's a multiple levels, not difference that you'll see when I get moved up here now, which I should move real quickly here to do, show you that there is so much going on. None of us can deal with that kind of a thing, nor the layers upon which it's all been done. So you just become, if you will, your own virus against their body. And just this little thing that doesn't even, everyone's now identifying it's not a life. Can't understand how this thing works. You become the virus to their body. Reverse what they're doing against you. And I'm giving you, folks, this is a serious thing. I don't think I'm putting frivolous time to this. I don't know that there's another way to do it, and the thing I've been suggesting and all the things I tell you to do will get you so far down the road on this with this so fast that I don't know at this point what more to think about. I've had a lot of time to think about how, and particularly about when a government came against us in the worst possible way, their medical power of a, I can't even call it a monster, the police power under medical reasons. That's the worst one. I've been telling you that. I've been thinking about how we would interfere with that. It ends up being the same thing I've been telling you about interfering with anybody who presents themselves as an authority that's under color of an authority. And it all came through, the clarity of that came through, and I keep telling you to go to your own state statutes about what constitutes felony extortion in property and felony. And these are all, I don't say felony, they're felonies by the penalty. Coercion, the theft of the interference, the wrongful interference of your rights is coercion. And then conversion. Go find the statutes that identify what extortion is and coercion. And you now have against the officials that are bringing the harm on you. When you destroy the fact that they have no, there's a boogie virus. It doesn't exist. There is no science. You can't even say false science because that makes an argument. There's fraud. That's all. That under the color of science, you now flip the burden immediately to the party asserting the point. This is an obligation on them. You don't get into an argument. And there's no need to. Again, I've said this over and over and over. This is the way we get them. If this was real, I don't know what we could do. Because actually, if it was real, we'd probably be all on the same, in the same thing, trying to work for the same fix. At least I would hope so. Anyway. So, Sweden is an example now. The counter, what can happen, you don't need to do this stuff. When you point out that there's really no cause, actual cause, it's just a flu season essentially, one aspect of which is serious and can kill certain people, and there's no real test for that or no knowledge of what that is yet. In fact, if I was looking at the Freedoms Network posts, it looks like even ventilators may be causing the problem because the problem's not pneumonia. It's actually the airways don't oxygenate as well, period. There's no need for the, that's why there's a dry cough. There's no phlegm. There's no liquid. This is a different thing. And so, as I said, like climate change, you get this wrong and you try to treat for something that's a fraud, and you do stuff in the environment, you're going to kill a whole lot of people likely. You're going to be the cause, the actual cause. This is what these psychopaths and sociopaths plan and do, like Gates. No safe vaccine, agreeable to vaccine harm. The harms cases of which are now rising into, what, was it over almost $900 billion, almost $1 trillion? Harm to people and families. And this is the kind of weapon this people come and tell you can't be okay with you. And so, get back to the point of it, geez. Undermine, show their color of authority is a ghost. Show it doesn't exist, now you got them. And those of you that are doing anything else, agree to what's happening to us. And so, those of you that don't, additionally, and you want to do what that letter I was hoping I'd see people saying I sent, that they sent or whatever, how they went about it, tell me, no, nobody. You want to do it in this next week coming? Fine, but also look and start taking care of yourself. And I mean in a serious way. Serious way. Fauci says lockdown will continue until there are no new cases of coronavirus. Think about this guy. I told you, fall prey to this guy. Look at who he is. Look who he's tied to. Look, he's tied to all these agencies. He's tied to the Chinese government. He's tied to Clinton Foundation, all these things. He's tied to all this. He's the face. The Fauci, he's the face. Not the figurative name. He's actually what that word means. He's the face of this thing that's come with a plan to take you out. He says, I don't know who this guy is to say, I told you, watch out. Under medical emergency, he becomes the president. President Trump's handing it to him. I don't know, again, I don't know if President Trump is a criminal or he's just not the genius that we thought he is, because anybody could see this coming if you just read enough, and he's got his information coming to him. Well, unless he's being played too by his own advisors, that could be, right? I hear he's surrounded by attorneys. You figure that out. But he could see this coming back in December. And he could have solved it. And he didn't. So he's either a criminal with the rest of them, or he ain't too intelligent. He's not too smart or whatever. And he's going on the roller coaster now with us. And now it is up to us. Fauci says the lockdown will continue until there's new no cases of coronavirus, something they don't have a test for, folks, and something that's the a rogue common cold. So when they can show there's a false test that says nobody gets the common cold anymore, maybe they'll let you up. It's not something I would take lightly. It's ridiculous on its face, but the crickets will allow it. And you know, silent, the crickets, the euphemism of the crickets, at some point we don't know if the crickets are dead because there's nothing going on. This guy's willing to kill you. He's willing to drag this out until there's no new cases of the common cold. Put this in perspective of how these people want to hurt you. And then decide, do you want that to continue? China zeroes in on coronavirus patients with no symptoms as new infections rise. The asymptomatic people are now the targets. The 83% that would test positive, that went through fine, are going to be the targets as the new wave of something I told you weeks and weeks ago. I don't know how much time's passed. There's a bounce to this stuff. You get the big peak, and then you get another bounce, and you get like three bounces of reoccurrence. That's a natural thing in a flu season. And yet China's going to zero in on all those without symptoms. Now, why are they focusing on things that are not happening? Because they don't have something to focus on the thing that is happening. And there's more not happening than there is happening. And if you can't see through that, you're missing this trick. As I wrote, pee in a cup. There's no pee in a cup. You've been duped already before you started playing the game because you played the game. China will start releasing information on Wednesday on coronavirus patients who show no disease symptoms, ordering them into quarantine for 14 days. If it becomes the common cold that they're looking for, as Fauci is saying, you end up being quarantined indefinitely. And that's where they have you right now. I couldn't see the future so much in time because I said you got to kind of wait to what they do. I'm embarrassed to have said and thinking I was a little bit long at the time everybody was saying 1 week. I was saying 3 weeks to find out a couple weeks after I said that the governments that are really implementing this hard actually jumped to 4 without embarrassment. Now we're out to May. They seeded that we would be out to 2021. If Fauci comes in and says, you're not leaving your home, your prisoner, your open-air prison lockdown, you're not leaving your house until we decimate the common cold, which is not novel, no less. It can never be a pandemic either. You're dealing with a serious criminal. Now, I saw someone said, there's a petition to get this guy out. I don't know if I trust all that. That looks like a player to me. We got to get this guy out, but I wouldn't file a petition. I've told you why you don't file petitions. But this should be an integrated approach. You need to out this guy with the same problem as I said you would out a local guy. You tie that actually together in your addressment of the local threat. You become a Sweden. But you are going to have to do that. So China's zeroing in on the non-effect as well, because they really don't have anything. So they got to keep a story going. They get at this thing, an interesting little site, this Secret Beijing on Twitter. Again, they don't give too much in the way of support for the proof of documents, but it's been pretty accurate on certain things. COVID is, this was a post here that the Chinese are following up here on this story. COVID-19 is not as simple as we imagined. We need to be prepared to get along with it for a long time. And we need to accelerate the development of vaccines. Li Lanjuan, national expert on COVID-19, adding that asymptomatic infected cases must be found timely or too late. More boogeymen thrown in on this. They want the vaccines. This woman is tied well in with the system. COVID-19 is not a virus. It's a set of flu symptoms. And I hope you went back to that chart. Thank you to some of you for actually going through and looking. I've noticed there was a little bit more action on the links. Thank you for doing that. I hope you found information there that was very useful. You find and you read closely now that I've explained how to go through that Princess Petri Dish Cruz's analysis of language. You go through and be very specific of what you see, and they're really not telling you anything. It just sounds important because an expert said it. They want vaccines. That's their ultimate goal. I don't know who these people are. I don't know how they create the boogeyman, but they're not dealing with the boogeyman even here. They're dealing with symptoms. And this is what you have to be careful of. This is why you're going to have to show when you do any, like line by line, if you do three sentences of explaining this to anybody, you would use the fact that they're saying that because there's symptoms, they want vaccines. Not because there's anything, a particular source virus they've identified. The common cold coronavirus has never been able to be a pandemic, and they still haven't actually called that. And I hope you people appreciate that little sleight of hand. I really hope you're listening close. That's how you start to out this. It's so subtle what they're doing to us, and you're letting it. So also, it brings up another thing that comes up that the WHO did mention back on Twitter at some point, sometime in the past year. Preliminary investigation conducted by Chinese authorities have no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of novel coronavirus. That was when it was named 2019 nCoV, the one identified in Wuhan, China. We have evidence that the pandemic could not be because they've not actually determined human-to-human. What we saw probably was a quid pro quo of the head of the WHO over this because he's been supported by China in continuing this as something that they could be actionable, probably to cover their other problems like maybe pollution and their political dissent that was going on. But they stated that there was no human-to-human contact. You put that as a line, who says there's no human-human contact? How then are you transmitting this disease that they claim is sufficiently to quarantine you? You put line-by-line statements, not questions. I see so many people asking so many questions. Stop asking questions. Take the question, turn it into a duty or an obligation, and hit someone with it. State it as a fact of the failure, not as a question. That's what this other guy did who's promoting a petition, Shiva. He asked too many questions that he could turn into the fact of the failure. That's a, boy, if I listen to that video, that guy, neuro-linguistic programming, I think, to the hilt with this guy. He's one of those guys that asks a lot of questions, seeds a lot of future into you that you're going to accept, and never gets to the proper answer. And guess what? He's proud that he's MIT trained. And so, look out for yourself. You have to critically think. Then you have to act properly on that critical thought. I'm giving you behind the woodshed how to do the bulk of that. Again, specificity is very difficult. It all depends on the case. As I've been getting some emails about your senseless comment, some people doing a lot of work to try and make a comment. My view is a little bit different. I said only address for the first letter, which you hand somebody. You don't use the mail. That's another problem for all you all that understand jurisdiction and admitting something by what you do. You hand the senseless worker, if they show up, or that they show up because now you're trapped in your house, you hand them the notice. The notice that I've worked up is only a short paragraph. It only addresses what I talked to you about. In fact, I went back to my own broadcast. What did I say? And I took notes for myself. And I constructed a very short paragraph only on what the government needs to see. I hold back everything else I told you on the broadcast of the reasons why for the second communication, which would go through the mail, but because you've said in the first notice by hand delivery that there's a fraud there in a short sentence. In other words, I kind of told you the technique here, you use semicolons or commas to lay out every clause of their expectation in law back to them as an objection to you proceeding further. That's all I sent out, or we're going to hand them, is a short paragraph. It's not a lot of work, again, about how you prove everything that, in fact, I might say here, we keep talking about some of the stuff on COVID-19. No, you just find out all the failure lines. You go to the CDC's. The CDC states this. The serology test does not exist for COVID-19. The serology test for the virus does not exist. The FDA agrees the panel test does not show the existence of COVID, but it does test for infection. You state that in a short sentence. You go on to the next one, the next one, the next one. Based in these, if you want to go the whereas condition, I don't know if I want to get too legalistic about it, then you go, therefore, your executive orders or your whatever authority you think you're wielding underneath the power, police power for medical emergency is void and invalid and void. You lay it out just like that. You don't go off on what your constitutional rights are. You lay out their failure first. And then I say, even go to a short sentence, like I said, because based on the fact of the fraud imposed to harm my health, safety, and welfare, such as my job, my money to pay my rent and to feed myself and my family. Now you've got them locked into maladministration. You deal with this locally to start with. It's a lot easier to take advantage of. It's there for us to do. Texas, Virginia really, I think I did say it. Sometimes I wonder what I say versus what I think all the time. I said this is the model that we can use across the nation, addressing this and addressing other things through the Virginia example. That was given to us, folks, at a time. That was given to us just in time if we would have picked it up. We can still pick it up. We'll have to pick it up if we don't want to see people really, really hurt. So right after that there's another post on the secret Beijing. The doctor comes out and says cured patients would not cause infection in response to this point about asymptomatic nonsense. Spray and disinfectant on supermarket items and shopping bags doesn't make sense. In some regard, I don't understand that, but that's what they're saying. In fact, again, the big thing about the masks. If you look, the masks themselves, I have to agree with the doctor that I sent you the video of last week. It's really more to protect, to show you to stop touching your face. Stop infecting yourself. Because when they said droplets, they're not talking aerosol. They're talking about you have to touch it somehow. So if you stop getting so close to people, so this distancing has a thing, but not for the reasons of social control for sure. And you don't touch, and you wash your hands whenever you touch something, and you don't touch, put it on your body, then it doesn't matter that you're disinfecting anymore. You just make sure you don't, if you touch the world, you just don't touch yourself with that world. And so there's a slight methodology here where I can see that spraying disinfectant on supermarket items doesn't make sense in that regard. In other words, you look at that, you can't spray everywhere enough. And so you got to kind of get past the phobia of that or that thing. Go do your life. Just take steps to keep yourself as decontaminated as possible. But going on here, the doctor says, no need to take antipyretic for fever below 38.5. Drink hot water for physical cooling instead. So these are very specific, too, on how they're looking at how this is affecting us. Then they say this, when you are sick, drink milk, eggs, and steak. Now, this is attributed to a doctor. I don't know the validity of all this, but when I just look at that, the next couple stories about the food that's happening in the United States is being destroyed became very important. And that's partly why I wanted to bring this up. But there's certain things that we get to do. This is the flu. In fact, one of our colleagues here on RLM, and won't name you, they treated it as a flu, and they went through it. It took, I guess, about a week or so, and they're okay. Okay, so we can blow this thing up. Or we can be like Sweden. And I didn't go read the whole story, but they just claimed, we're treating this as the flu. And we're doing quite fine. Thank you very much. Is your alternative to bring when you point out that there's no boogeyman, there's no boogie virus, there's no test to be able to prove that. There's just the fraudulent assertions of people purporting to be medical experts. And so when looking at this, question, spray disinfectants don't matter, this and that. That was interesting. And then also consistent with this timing, someone sent me a link and I saw somebody talking about somebody saying that the only way you can get this was through an injection. And they had done a lot of study. They weren't a doctor, but they'd done like 20 years of study and this and that and the other. And it really, when I was listening to the guy, bothered me because of his conclusion. And now, I'm going to go, if you will, old school, what we've been told, how these things get in your body, and I've offered a couple pictures here to give us an idea that was more consistent with what I was told, of how these things actually get in our body. And it's not the obvious injection. There's also been question on this thing is dead. And so we start listening to what that doctor said, that the disinfecting may not, it's really not anything. It's really, do you have it on you and where has become the point. And how does a virus get in? Opposed to what the guy I saw in the video saying, you can't get it but for an injection, which is reverse theory because they're not doing the vaccine first, which is what his theory was of the injection. This thing affects you by, and you, everyone that argues, well, it's not alive. What is this? Well, a spore is not necessarily alive, but this is a very special type of thing. And we're not dealing with life necessarily. We're dealing more in, if I can say, chemistry. We're dealing in more the idea of proteins and enzymes. Enzymes that destroy things, that reduce things to other things. You use enzymes in, let's say if you have a septic system, you'll use enzymes to break down cellulose or break down sugars into component parts. So we're dealing with something that's more like a chemistry, if you will, that all it sets up is it's the whole way it's designed is that it, once it finds the environment that it needs, that triggers the transfer of certain components, proteins or enzymes, which cause changes in cells. And you're looking like a cascade of chemical changing. So it doesn't have to be alive. It just has to be no different in a way if we can get back to baking soda and vinegar. They're opposite. The acidic values are opposite components. If you mix them, anybody who's done this, and you've done this if you were a kid and did some basic chemistry, you see it foam up. It's reacting. Right? So you get the reaction, but you get these byproducts. Okay, in this case, it's kind of the same, but these enzymes break down the components of whatever it's touching in the proper way, and it simply breaks things down, and it allows recombinations that it accepts. Once it's touched the surface, the environment that it does this to, it causes a problem in that environment and breaks a hole into it. Essentially, it dumps its payload, these other chemistries, these other proteins and other enzymes into the environment. Well, what environment am I talking about? Contrary to what the genius talks about, you can only get this by an injection. The way these viruses work, the way these types of things work, is they create a payload of these enzymes and or proteins that break into your mucous membrane. And I had found a better picture, but I found one in a surrogate. The better picture was better where it shows the mucous membrane cells, when you go through the pile of cells that they are, it's amenable to entry. It's softer. It's more open. And underneath, because the guy was saying, you can't get this into your bloodstream unless it's injected. You can't get this into your system unless it's injected. But if you look at a mucous system, you find that not only is blood vessels right there, and you can look inside your mouth, you can see the evidence of this. Blood vessels are in, as well as your lymphatic system is tied to these mucous membrane cells. And so what happens is these viruses come down, and they drop their payload, they do their enzymatic action, their protein conversions, they break them, and they keep filtering on in, down, and they keep doing, now then they go into their, well, I have another picture here, I better maybe go through that, if I can see it, so small, the virus release, the virus assembly inside the layer of the surface layer, it changes to gene amplification as these things break down and open up and do their conversions and genome maintenance and cell proliferation just underneath. You're still moving down through this layer. It's doing this all enzymatically or protein exchanges and all this other thing through the cells. It takes each cell that it finds and does this. And then it's establishment of a genome maintenance right above the time when it goes in through the layer, the bottom layer, the basal layer they claim in this picture. Now I'm looking at a picture for HPV infection. It was just a picture. It should show you how this works. It is how this thing falls into your mucous membrane. Likely not going to happen on the skin. It's a different system. So this makes sense now if you don't have it in a mucous membrane that it's not going to affect you. And so you don't need, I guess the point here is, you don't need an injection. You have blood system and lymph system access through your mucous membranes by design. That is exploited by a non-living chemical package. And so, I want to address that, because I don't know if you have to understand that so much, but when you understand that it's the mucous membranes likely that's the transmission vector, if you can keep those areas secure, likely not going to get a cold. As I've told you before, I can sense the common cold type thing come on. It feels like, then looking at this picture here, the second picture of the viral introduction, I can almost imagine it. I can feel this process of it going through down through the layers. And when I feel that, I spray peroxide on and typically it's in my nose or the back of my throat. I'll spray peroxide in that, and I'll keep on it. And I can stop most of the time, stop that process. For me. I don't know about y'all. I do it for me. And I can, at least I've found if I get to it, and you got to get jump on it immediately, so you're getting it right up front, right on top. And if it gets down a little bit deeper, a little bit longer, it only takes hours. Then it's a little bit tougher, but I found if I continue being on it, what it does is it limits the ability for it to amplify itself and get bigger faster, and my body can apparently handle that, and it minimizes that effect. This is the common cold. Maybe it works like a coronavirus. I don't know. Maybe it works. I haven't been affected by something that's different than the flu yet, so I don't know what to say about that part yet. But there's a way how you don't have to have it injected, that how you're all getting can get affected. That when you look at why it doesn't matter to disinfect the bags, what it matters is whether or not you get it in your eye, in your nose, in your mouth, wherever else you have a mucous membrane. Okay, so this is HPV infection. There goes the mucous membranes in other spots. But at any rate, you see in one of the first picture I have, they show how the HIV in this image, how the blood vessels and the lymph system is the conduit right from a mucous membrane. It shows me the guy who's trying to say that you got to have an injection really doesn't know what he's talking about. I'd rather take these two pictures and go with that and tell you all, you can defeat this if you just watch out how the thing gets in you. And because it's dead doesn't mean anything. It's a chemical payload. I know that's imperfect and chemical, but that's what it is. You know, we got to get enzymes and or proteins that work as enzymes or combinations or to change. When I change the vinegar and water, I get water and gas, right? The gas may be a different type of thing, and it causes a cell to do something, and that thing opens up another opening, and some other things come in and interact with that. It's pretty fascinating to watch what's out there. What exploits the system? A non-living thing can exploit your system. It's pretty fascinating. Who invented that? Anyway, so now with all that, if you get that, you get affected because it looks as if, and this is the old school, I was told this is how you get affected. And so, when I pay attention to that, I seem to do pretty well in protecting myself. And so there's a definite thing that they can tell us, and we think it looks like is going on. Again, I have big questions on a lot of this sometimes anyway, but in the meantime of an emergency, I'm going to take some precautions. They're moving ahead, these people, they are moving ahead. AI-powered blood test able to detect over 50 types of cancer, even in early stages. So they know how this is, they know what they're looking for. They have so-called AI looking for earmarks, if you will, the symptoms of certain things. And they got pattern recognition computers that look specifically for these cancers. What caught my mind here, detecting cancer in its early stages has been a priority for researchers around the world. Some have been testing artificial intelligence as a timely detection method, which could be essential variable in preventing the disease from spreading and becoming fatal. Disease, the symptoms, see, folks. Researchers have developed a new AI-powered blood test capable of detecting 50 different types of cancer and identify where the cancer originated even before clinical signs of symptoms of the disease are observable. Here's what's interesting. Yeah, sounds like a good deal. Remember the prior stories I just told you about Beijing? They're looking to find all the asymptomatic people, and we have a test that if you have an immune system that's fighting any infection, it triggers positively. You take and you put this thing together, and this is not going to be where it stops, because remember, cancers are understood to start from certain things like the viruses and the vaccines that they put in. right? The way they got this all worked out, what you'll get as a medicine will become a cancer. They're testing before it even exists. Before it even exists, asymptomatic, that you've got something. Is no different to my mind as the test that tests positive because it says you have an immune system, but doesn't identify the particularity of how you're being affected when we know likely the asymptomatic people have a healthy immune system and it's fighting it off, why you don't have the thing that they would say is the detriment, the cancer. This AI-powered blood test to me was no different than, we're going to have tests for all this stuff, we'll tell you. And they won't, they'll do the same lie they're telling you right now that no one's arguing, that's fighting, no one's stopping them on this lie, this fraud that they're perpetrating. They're going to advance that to this, where they're going to have so-called, the technocrats will have their technocratic tool to identify when you should have to come under scrutiny and be quarantined. Don't underestimate the power of this. Then that information goes to insurance people, insurance companies. Corporations are people too, you know. Right? And for all this cradle to grave care, this is the grave to your care. And they're exposing that when I told you, we talked about that story last week about the, 13 or 16 year old guy or whoever it was that didn't have insurance, so called, in a place that's supposed to have universal insurance, like your universal payment, all this universal stuff, that died because he didn't go to the right stuff, right place, and the care, so called care unit, couldn't take him because they weren't going to get paid, apparently. Here's AI, where they're telling you right now it's for blood tests for cancer. I'm going to suggest to you that all the other tests that are bogus, they're going to tie into this AI. That's going to be your medical expert. And that'll be the end of anybody's decision once that comes down. And that's what you're fighting today, if you fight against the local authority that relies on this stuff. If you don't, just like when we failed in Virginia, you're going to fail in the future. And at some point, I don't know what the point is. I don't know what people document today, the change in today for, when the future will not have minds or spirit enough to come against what they're being afflicted by. So AI powered blood tests on the verge before asymptomatic folks sounds just like this nonsense they're putting to get their vaccine. And guess what? You've heard the Bill Gates guy come and say, we're going to certify you to know that you've been through the medical thing or not. Why? Because they want to make sure, as I told you, that other report shows. They got to make sure that when you're having health symptoms that they know they caused it. So there's going to be a marker in your RNA vaccine. Remember, Microsoft working on the DNA package inside of that with all your data inside DNA. Your whole medical history, whatever you've done is inside that. Is what they're coming up with in the future. Don't underestimate what they do with that little story. The AI will be identifying. They're going to identify all kinds of things that you don't even know and you have no effect on. It's going to be hocus pocus magic to everybody, and yet the technocrats will have gained their another weapon, in order to control you. And because today you didn't listen to the guy behind the woodshed on how to set up, for those of you that are older, you didn't get the example in you and an experience in you to hand it to the younger generation. It's going to be lost. And so, moving on with this, you see they're telling us the future. I don't even know what more to say. They're telling us how it's going to lay out. They're telling us the method. It isn't, the fraud isn't being stopped. They're continuing. And they're telling you they're continuing, and they're happy right now about this. I think Greta is just over elated about this, except that her adventure didn't quite do what this coronavirus did. Here we have Will, the next story. Will the coronavirus kill oil industry and save the climate? How integrated all of this is really astonishing. Like I said, part of me, it's a joke. Part of me really has this weird sense of humor that's tempered really fast because people are getting hurt. But and at some point, I don't care. Why do I care about you all anyway, right? You don't listen to me. We have nothing that's going to happen here, right? Nothing between us. And yet, there's something inside me that cares, and I see a problem. Otherwise, this is a really dumb joke that everyone's agreeing to, and I don't know. Okay, will coronavirus kill the oil industry and help save the climate? Interesting question. I told you it was tied together. I told you these things. This is how they keep bringing, seeding the thing. And guess who comes up? This guy that's in the news. I don't know who this guy is, where he was. This guy got popular. He did his software opportunism in my time. I was in the same area when it happened. So it's kind of interesting to watch how he's turned out to be this and where I've turned out to be. At any rate, how many levels does this operation have was really the most important question in this article. As I've told you, this is the dimensional chess going on. Lots of them, tons. And we're going to find out, if you want to go do the clicking through the links, you'll see the all aspects of your life that you didn't even know existed is what's being worked on. It's really overwhelming. So I say focus on one thing and keep moving. But how many levels does this operation have was the question written by the Cryptogon editor. I think his name's Keith, although I don't know. Excuse me if I don't know. I've never met the man. Don't know anything about it. I know it got it through Oracle. He was working with Doug. So this author saying, I'm having a very hard time trying to grasp the scale and sophistication of what's unfolding so rapidly before us. Boy, howdy, folks. Look at this. At the individual level, Bill Gates et al. Will be coming at us with needles. Not happening, Bill. There are countless mid-range police state dictatorship surveillance-related measures coming into place. Trillions of dollars more are going into the incinerator. Cash, bad carries, disease, must use cash, must use digital. In other words, remember, the digital cash bad, carries disease, must use digital. Read that a little better, you understand it better. Now, on the macro scale, there's talk of COVID-19 saving the climate by destroying the oil industry. While the origin of COVID-19 remains unclear, quote, assuming that there is a novel disease at all, in parentheses, a terrifying dystopian multilateral response had sprung fully formed on the scene in the blink of an all-seeing eye. So we see it. We see what's going on. He described that very well. We see the tie with the climate change. We see what they're doing. And I'm telling you, if they would have handled this back in December, if President Trump was actually a leader, he would have handled this and we wouldn't be seeing this problem. And Sweden kind of gives us that fact that they handled it with a better attitude and a better awareness. We want to see the depth of this, though. Very serious point to look at. Keith, if I don't get a mistake here, Keith is asking this. Very important. World Health, World Economic Forum is the next thing that pops up. Strategic intelligence, COVID-19. And so now we have one of the players and culprits, right? Right here for everyone to see. He picks it out as he was going through his own observations on what the heck's going on. I mean, look at the wars that happened in the oil. I didn't want to touch all this stuff. You can go watch all this stuff. This is very serious stuff. I don't know about y'all. They say that oil's down to, what, $20 a barrel or whatever it was at some point. Did you pay a couple cents a gallon for gas? I don't think so. So I heard it's cheap in one spot, but still, not as a couple. Is it 25 cents a gallon like it used to be? No. And so this is all the inflation of speculators and not the real cost. And you see how far this price can go down, and they're still they're still pumping it out, still making stuff. In fact, they started pumping more, right? Why'd they pump more? Make it cheap, right? Make it even cheaper. So is this from COVID, or is this how people respond to it? And they were all in on it, right? I mean, how were they not in on it? The global action is all consistent. Again, there's nobody making a mistake. Well, Sweden made a mistake. Look at what they're doing. You want to follow them, or do you want to follow the rest of the criminals? But World Economic Forum strategic COVID. Cryptogon puts in the question, relative to the prior discussion that he asks in the link about will coronavirus have effect and what levels, how many levels, he writes how many levels of this operation have. He points to the World Economic Health Forum link, strategic intelligence and COVID-19, and we get the link that you need to see what is involved, and you go through and you click on different spots of this multi-layered graph of all the connections that the World Economic Forum has got their grubby, greedy little fingers in. All you'll see, everything I've talked about over time, all up in here, some of which I don't touch too much, like humanitarian, I just condemn it. For them, when you say humanitarian, the human, they treat you as an animal, that's where I condemn all that. You see everything that their fingers are in, you'll see how any one of you cannot address this. They've got an army, armies of people in this war against you. underneath the label of COVID-19. They've been here, folks. I've been telling you this. They've been doing this for decades. You're so outflanked and so outmaneuvered. And I've told you, when you find yourself naked in the middle of a battlefield, you better decide, if you choose to live, you choose not to be the POW for the rest of your life, you better choose to decide what you're going to do fast and not make any mistakes. And I've been giving you details over the years on how you do better at that. If you didn't, even if you make a few, you're only going to get yourself nearly a flesh wound, and you continue going. You look at this link. It's fascinating. I don't have the time to go through it. I could probably get lost in all that, just as my mind is now picking up all the, like a sponge, it would start doing this stuff to me. I don't want to do all that to myself. I already know how the methods on stopping them. We just need people to stop it. So I'm not too much into knowing all their fingers are in. I've learned how to go find the core hub. I can take out half their map in no time, if not the entirety of it. And so I'm not overwhelmed. I don't need to be overwhelmed. What I want you to do is see there's people in the world that have designs on your life, and they had designs on your life. This is not a joke. This is not just some fairy tale going on. And you stay silent against it, and they will affect the things on that map the way they are. And all the people you complain about, the Rothschilds, the whatever, I don't even know, the Rosicrucians, the Jesuits, the Soroses, the Clintons, the Chinese government, all the philanthropists, they're going to have their way with you, folks. This is just showing you how organized they are. They spend a lot of time on doing their plans. And from them you shall learn the truth, and that really can set you free. You do need to know a little bit more. I don't know why I say think. I've been telling you some of the mechanisms on what to go after to destroy and how to do it pretty quickly. I've done it today. There's no reason why you're all in quarantine at this point. You do have a time of adjustment, I understand, but it's time to move forward and stop the nonsense on basically how I've just already told you. Really simple. It's not that complicated. And let me explain and harken back a couple times. This happened to us again. Remember, hindsight's 2020. I'm astonished at all the same reoccurring nonsense that's being stated that was stated back in 2009 with the pig's fly flu. All the same stuff. It's really quite astonishing. Hindsight's 2020. Why do we let them do this again? They were found out, if I saw it, it's come through. Even Forbes identified that this was, they went after the WHO on all this as well. Revisiting the swine flu fiasco of 2009. And it's a story about going through, it's a long list of stuff. It's very fascinating, actually, going back and look. But this is what we went through. This is some of what we went through. It brings up all kinds of stories I forgot about. But the content of those stories is pretty much the same. It's just like a different set of characters and different places, all playing out the same way. And so here we have proof, hindsight 2020. Let's revisit. I won't read it here. There's a link. Revisit this thing of 2009. Why? Because it explains to you that this is a model being run again, and they beat you with it last time. They got caught, not quite caught enough. But they're going to run it again. They fixed some of their problems. But they didn't. I've told you, explained to how you catch them again. Inside this story was another link about Baxter International released a new biological weapon in Ukraine. That caught my eye. It's another, remember that guy Joseph Moshe Bar, who was supposed to be like an intelligence guy that caught up talking about it, exposed all this? But what was Ukraine? Wasn't that link? Back to that link that was dumped into a Twitter I put in the memory hole I talked about a couple of weeks ago. These stories are all coming back. It's like a repeat. Not deja vu, because we already seen the story once. It's just, it sounds like an old story, and then it's got new characters. I told you this a long time ago. If you look at stories across the world, you can take any story of doom and gloom in a place, move it literally, take the story, write it, copy it onto a document, and change every name with somebody you know locally that you dislike, in a position of authority that's close and relevant, and change all the names of the places they speak to names of places around you. And whatever else was specific to the locale, change it to locale, and then read that story. And you'll see you've developed a boilerplate for how they can take the very same story, change the names, and tell it to you elsewhere. It's not a new story to me. It's what they do. This is proof that they're rerunning that script. And they're going to continue running this script against you until they've got everything they want, as I've told you before. I told, you know, I don't know what to, I want to, I'm really a bit embarrassed to keep saying it, so I got to say it, but I got to reference something, but I don't like to say it. I told you this was happening right before the first of the year. This was coming back on us. Here's the proof of it. Okay? So I don't, just take that, take the value of that and understand you're under some serious, serious stuff. And I don't mean just saying, yeah, this is serious. No. There's something serious enough that if it was back in the revolutionary days, there'd be muskets coming out. But we're out of position and out of subject matter for that today. And that's the interesting way I thought Virginia's issue with the arms was important, because I told you in the, as we move forward, the model of that answer, that remedy against this, would be applicable to things that are actually workable that the Second Amendment cannot solve. And that's coming true as well, whether or not whether I communicated that, I'm just telling you that's what I'm coming back to my mind this last week. That was an insight I didn't bring up as high as maybe I should that I'm telling you about now. The Virginia Constitution issue with the Second Amendment, so-called, is the model you use. It's very short, too. It's not a lot of problem there about dealing with it. It's just about finding that middle administration. Again, I've talked to you about that at the beginning hour about this. And let's move on to how it's getting serious, how these people, the story gets repeated and repeated. They had the pigs fly flu in 2009, the cast of characters interestingly come up, and maybe why I put that Ukraine story with that, I can't remember the name, see, I don't remember these names too much, it's just, I just know they're there, I could go find it, that the weapons laboratory in Ukraine popped right up, where I got the dump of the memory, the data dump, was someone else who found that and dumped all that information they had found. Ukraine pops up, and I forgot about it. Comes back up in the 2009 story. Where does this go now, though? This is where it starts to get serious for us. Because showing that they knew, this is, that they knew is really not even the story. They're executing it is our problem, and that we're not answering it is really the seriousness of it all. FEMA, F-E-M-A, DHS food shortages timeline leaked while Chinese began panic buying food. Now, okay, so there's a whole lot in this title that, again, we could go over about buying stuff. I'm hearing that ATMs now are having lines because of all the banks are closed. All those dollars that went to, Wall Street and or the banks, they're not coming to you, and that's all fine. But leaked this story here by the Ice Age Farmer, a leaked DHSF FEMA, F-E-M-A document reveals timeline for food shortages in the U.S. measured in days to weeks. The Chinese have started buying, a panic buying of rice and cooking oils, have lost all faith in the lies from the state. And then this asks, please share this absolutely critical broadcast and start growing food. I think you do need to maybe listen to this gentleman's broadcast. He gives you a compact amount of information. You need to consider it. You need to consider what's going on. This is exactly what I would have expected to come down. And now we see, you know, where I was hesitating. I don't like to call stuff out. I don't like to sensationalize. I dragged my foot a little bit because I didn't see the clear signs of economic hit. And then I told you when I did, and it wasn't that much when I decided to tell you, yeah, this is definitely going somewhere. This is showing you how hard they want to harm you. And this is showing you how far into the future you're going to have to consider. This document, what he says, I guess, in the video, on top of what he's referencing, what's going on around, is really what you want to listen to. And again, this is not to panic. This is to get you moving in the right direction. If there's places where you have the ability to get yourself and food down the road a ways, I would tell you right now, really consider it. Because here is the news that came through right at the day before that video. I don't even know if this guy knew it. Maybe he did. Maybe I did hear about it. U.S. dairy farmers are dumping milk as the pandemic upends food markets. Now, what's the problem with that? Is that's your short haul to your storage problem to the warehouse. How was that affected, actually? But they're dumping milk. Let me remind you what that doctor in China through that other Twitter said. He goes, milk and eggs and dairy on the cold. I don't know about feeding a cold, starving a fever, or whatever the hell you're going to do there, but he says milk is one of the things you'd want. Now, I understand the pasteurization. I'm not talking about, let's not lose sight. Whatever they're doing, they're dumping food, okay? They're dumping food right now. It happened, I don't have the date on this. It just happened a few days ago. The 3rd? What day is it? The 5th? They're dumping milk. whatever your feeling on milk is, they're dumping milk and they're dumping cheese. They're dumping all the dairy stuff. All right? Since when do they dump food? I told you, go to Sabotage, and you see that messing with the food system is sabotage. And you look and you see, well, dairy farmer Jason Liedel felt his stomach churn when he got the call on Tuesday evening. He got a call, folks. Quote, "We need you to start dumping your milk," said the contact from Dairy Farmers of America, the largest U.S. dairy cooperative. Who are these people? Where'd they get the call to destroy food? Despite strong demand for basic foods like dairy products amid the coronavirus pandemic, the milk supply chain has been a host of disruptions, has seen a host of disruptions that are preventing dairy farmers from getting their milk products to market. Mass closures of restaurants and schools have forced a sudden shift from the wholesale service markets to retail grocery stores, creating logistical and packaging nightmares for plants processing milk, butter, and cheese. Oh, don't forget the cheese. Don't forget the butter. The butter's a big one, too. Your oils, folks. In fact, the run on the market, remember, was rice and oils. Trucking companies that haul dairy products are scrambling to get enough drivers, as some who fear the virus have stopped working. Fear, folks. Fear. Your nation is going down because you're afraid. Okay, I wanted to call you some names, but I won't. Sales in major dairy export markets have dried up as the food service sector largely shuts down globally. Okay, so here's the point. Again, if you look at the Spanish flu pandemic that we saw, if you saw the documentary, you see how different parts of the supply chain shut down, and it shuts down the whole thing really fast. This is happening now. This is not a story to happen next week. This is not a call to dump milk. They're dumping stuff now. All the perishable stuff that you rely on is being dumped. And here's where I brought up the sabotage. I have a link for that. When you're destroying the food, when there's something, an effect that's causing this destruction, it's in Title 18, Section 2151, sabotage words. And the words, if you read out of the definitions, war material and national defense material include food, foodstuffs, fuels, supply, and supplies. National defense premises and include grounds. The ground is being produced or distributed. And this was against the Twitter that sent out a picture where you could not go to the grocery store. They would not sell you seeds because they were deemed by whomever it was making the crime non-essential. That I said seeds sound essential to me. Anyone else? Domestic enemy. Okay, so this is where I don't get really any response on this stuff. Maybe it's self-evident, but I don't see nobody responding on all this and no one going in anywhere to stop this nonsense. But there's a sabotage going on in your country. For all of you all that ever went and served in the military, if you don't see how this is working down and understand there's a domestic enemy, whomever it looks like, and can't understand what I said in the first hour and how you out that in them, I don't know what your oath was about, actually. And so, destroy, and there's another section of this sabotage law that talks about national emergencies, declared emergencies. It's not just war. It's all considered war material. This is where you sign minerals are in here, too, for the mineral estate grantees out there. You're essential. Food is essential. Growing it is essential. You can't let these people tell you can't grow food. That's a direct war attack on each one of you, whether you really recognize that or not. And so we went back here, and so what I tell you, you bring out this stuff of the harm is greater than the cause, and you find out, when I tell you, you challenge the so-called experts, and experts say, and you show that the CDC is supposed to have all the medical knowledge and advice, you know, this is not wise counsel for the president either. You know, you're all supposed to have wise counsel. Why are you following these guys? They come out, and if you wait long enough, they'll tell you exactly what I told you. Wow, Dr. Fauci now says, quote, "You can't really rely upon models." And this author says, WTH, he's surprised. I've been telling you that's the fact. This is all BS. Best science. It's not science. And it really doesn't take science to understand it. All right, this is war and this is a hit, this is an attack, and this is one of the ops. Someone was saying, like, this is the reset. No, this is just another op to get what they want. And the continuing war against you, as I've stated for years, exists. To me, again, I say that my mind just starts to laugh. Folks, this is obvious. Why am I even telling you folks this and you sit there anyway? This is a big joke. They're laughing. They think it's funny how they're getting over on you. And this has been in the history for like forever. And this is just the next op they're pulling on you. Like, no different than I told you coming into the first of the year, it's about time they were going to pull this off in the right time. And again, I didn't get too numerical on us, but 2020 was as close as I would get, the hindsight type thing, because it was just natural, folks. These people are funny that way, too. But wow, Fauci, the guy, the experts here says that really you can't rely upon models. How come no one took that up and went over and talked to Greta? According to the far left, the Washington Post, Dr. Anthony Fauci this week told a group of experts that, quote, you can't really rely upon models. The Washington Post reported this on Friday. Anthony S. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, this is the commander-in-chief at this point, I can safely say. Oh, and as I say that, someone was asking about they've heard that the continuation of government, continuity of government provisions have been exercised. I heard that. I heard some discussion. I think it was last week or the week before. I looked around a little bit, couldn't find anything particular. But last time I read the public part of it, as I answered this to our colleague here, another host in another place. I don't like talking about people because I don't know about what their things are. So anyway, I appreciate. Oh, I'm glad to hear him back and doing things. But he is asking about that, and I had heard that they were talking about it. But I just wanted to offer the last time, long time ago, when I read that continuity government stuff. My understanding, the public part of it was, you have to see the destruction of the constitutional succession of officers to the president before that can kick in. That said, anybody have definitive discussion, proof, authoritative, official thing that says that that's in place? We want to keep a track on that. But as far as it's going right now, in fact, I think it was super serious to listen to whether or not Trump was going to be thrown underneath the bus with a COVID positive thing. That one had triggered it because they'd have to find that he was incapable of doing office, and then Pence couldn't do it, and then what, the Secretary or Speaker, the Speaker of the House or whatever, the Senate, whatever. They go through that lineage. Once they go through that, I think that's when that continuity government thing. So on that point, he's not really the president, but this guy's bad counsel is driving the police power, medical martial law that we're under, this guy Fauci, to fall prey to. The face of all of the players, the private, public-private partnership players, the government of China, the United States, the universities, whether they be Harvard or Yale, MIT, all of these in Canada, okay? They're the face. This guy is the face for all of that. He's an administrator. Been doing it forever. I talked about that last past show. So, and yet, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are using their coronavirus models to urge the Trump administration to shut down the U.S. economy until the end of April. This must be an old article because it's now going to May and maybe beyond. That said, okay, he said there's no models. All the stats are used on models, and I've told you about best science being models. It's risk management, not hazard suppression, and whatever counsel is being given to Trump, he's not that smart to understand that. If he'd have listened to us and responded, and he didn't have the people protecting him, the lawyers, the attorney bar members that I understand are really stopping our notices. If he'd have listened to us in our notice of request to converse with him to answer to the maladministration in the government, and our lawsuit that they defaulted shows exists, that we have answers for, he would not have. I can just tell you, I know it sounds like maybe, oh, I'm talking like high mighty. No, what we identified was the crux of how they go about doing all this. That models would have been the very first thing on the list you'd check off to disregard. And when someone came to you with a model, you would disregard them out of turn. You would just say, you're gone, and I got to go to someplace timely, knowledgeable information, not models. No more hockey sticks, folks. Hindsight's 20/20, remember? It's not. I keep saying it. I'm hoping beyond hope, folks. So models, folks. They don't rely on models. Who said that? Who's been saying that to you forever and ever and ever? Ever and ever. And it's not just me. I'm just saying that I have been consistent on this point. That when you have a model coming, you got destruction on its heels. 10 more experts criticizing coronavirus panic. Now we have the deniers, right? The models. And you read through this link, 10 more experts criticizing coronavirus panic, is a list of people that have been compiled by the Off Guardian that explain those doctors' position relative to what this pandemic is. And you'll find the very first one talking about epidemiological model of the coronavirus break that was used by Oxford-based research team in their peer-to-peer reviewed thing, abstract. It was peer-reviewed. It was an abstract. He goes, this Dr. Gupta is a professor of theoretical epidemiology at the University of Oxford with an interest in infectious disease agents that are responsible for malaria, HIV, influenza, and bacterial meningitis, all this stuff that Fauci's involved with. She is a recipient of the Sahitya Akadema Award and the Scientific Medal of Zoology Society of London and the Royal Society of Rosalind Franklin Award for her scientific research. And importantly, the results, she goes on to say, the results we present here suggest an ongoing epidemic in the UK and Italy started last at least a month before the first reported death and have already led to the accumulation of significant levels of herd immunity in both countries. There is an inverse relationship between the proportion currently immune and the fractions of the population of vulnerable severe disease. Fundamental principles of epidemic spread highlight the immediate need for large-scale serology surveys to assess the stage of SARS-CoV-2 epidemic. And this was written back in March 24th, and guess what? There's no test at all, remember? There is no serology test at all, and yet there's a need. So you'll see and you read what these people talk about. I read. I think you need to see the words for yourself. There's now the deniers to the coronavirus who are well-placed to tell you what the limitations are. What do I use those for? I told you. The answer should just come to you. When you find a doctor that's in the same place that the CDC is relying on as an expert, you see another doctor saying, but this test's failed here and failed here, you then undercut the foundation for what the CDC is using, exactly what you have to do to kill the foundation for the color of authority the local administrator or a politician is using to harm you. You have more evidence here if you wanted. This would be printed out, highlighted, and stated in one or two lines as an amendment, addendum to what you're presenting as the proof of maladministration for the agreement with such a fraud. Also, this has not been a surprise. Again, if you know where to read, you see it written, as reported by TheNation.com, exclusive, the military knew years ago that a coronavirus was coming. Exclusive. Folks, if you just read the documents and have it, you can see all this stuff. What I want to caution us here on this article, it does point out that they do mention coronavirus, but they mention one. It was the MERS corona out of the Middle East. That's already been mentioned in the news. That's not a point. What I want to watch out for here on this article, The Nation believes that helping readers stay informed about the impact of corona crisis is a form of public service. For that reason, this article of the corona coverage is free. Please subscribe. But they talk about the truth, and I've got to point out something here. They go on to say, despite the President Trump's repeated assertions that COVID-19 epidemic was unforeseen and came out of nowhere, the Pentagon was well aware of not just the threat of a novel influenza, but it even anticipated the consequent scarcity of ventilators, face masks, and hospital beds. Well, don't commingle, don't conflate the reference to novel influenza with coronavirus. They mention coronavirus as one of the things in the report that they give you an image for, but it's the MERS coronavirus, which I think was more like the SARS, which is a special thing, that I wouldn't throw that even on just a coronavirus. And then we also have the military consequence of the interference with that. They mentioned in their novel influenza. Influenza is the flu. It's not typically coronavirus. And so this article, although it exposes some things that I've seen evidence of this discussion on these, this document that was presented in other places. But I found this one, I found it interesting, that the common mistake in everybody is to not keep these definitions, these words separate. Novel influenza is not coronavirus. The mention of MERS coronavirus is not necessarily what we're dealing with as a common cold. And so I'll give you the link here. If you want it, you can read it about what we knew and the government has planned for this. Be careful on you getting compressed in the wrong way together with this information. At some level, if the Pentagon has predicted this, that's some pretty good military analysis to understand the dynamic, which is their job. If you want that, if there's a real war, you want these people to understand the reality of it. I wouldn't necessarily say that's a bad thing for them to have to anticipated that the flu would cause pneumonia, not the coronavirus we see today that has this dry cough, but the wet one in pneumonia would require ventilators, and that there was a scarcity. That seems to be like a fairly fair assessment that the military analysis was accurate. You'd want that. But be careful that we don't commingle novel influenza with coronavirus. Literally, the common cold is being mixed with something that's a killer every year and not responded to. And this then gets me over to, okay, there's this thing going on with us, and we're sitting back and we're watching it. I'm really asking people, listen to what I'm saying, apply what I'm saying, and sit down and think about what I'm saying about application. And actually get your place into a place where you wouldn't be intending to execute upon what I'm saying. Figure out down the road where that would put you relative to then sitting back and doing nothing when these people mean you harm. It looks like you're going down 6 months without food, and they're trying to keep you from growing yours and all that. And this is, I don't know when this thing stops. But there's been a call to now document how this thing is rolling through. So we have evidence of what happened before. And now, well, we aren't in a time of before. To do that, you would have had to gone, I don't know, back 100 years. So people are calling, and this one gentleman is calling. Folks, I told you I was keeping a log watching the world change. It's on my blog, and this is just a sliver of it. Highly recommend you do the same so you can tell your kids, you remember the way it used to be, this is the fastest roll-up of power in human history. I appreciate this gentleman's insight. But I have a problem here with two things. A dynamic. And it's important to be a historian in a way as well. And this is where I get into that dichotomy. You know, don't want to condemn that, but I don't want to actually encourage it. Why? Because we have something right now we have to do, which would change what we tell our kids. That if we fail to do that today, those kids, because of the dynamic, the vaccines that will change them, may not have the capacity to understand the blog that we wrote to identify the history that we just found out about. It's been going on for decades anyway. That they may not have the capacity to understand it if your blog lasts in the digital world and the censors. And so I agree that you can sit and watch the history of it and document it, but at some point, would it have been better to spend the same amount of time in documenting it to stop it? And I'm telling you folks, until someone tells me that this really simple application isn't really a better way to go and a thing to start at least and try to get people in mass to do, I'm focused that is the way until it starts to fizzle out because everyone is actually doing something and something else comes on that this won't be the answer. This has to be where we have to go, I think, is a better answer instead of taking that time to document and log history that no one may ever be of the mind to be able to understand or might even not even be able to see it because it's censored completely off the internet, that you stop it today. Why would you take this opportunity to log what you thought you saw in your complete ignorance of the fact that's been happening instead of stopping it? And if you stop it, your kids will have a different thing to read and experience. And the much better life, I think, would be, if you will, the more perfect union, if I can say that, the more perfect place where we finally came to an awareness in 2020 who the culprits are, and we ended their threat, we ended what they were doing against us, we ended the harm, and we put real solid checks and balances in where the origins of the Constitution couldn't. We go ahead now after this thing's played out to see how people exploited it to shut those back doors in this virus that they've created, like the computer simulations some people think we are living in. And people, I get a lot of hoorays for that, that you live in the computer simulation. And so this is that virus. Are you going to become the malware to that virus is really the point. And so do you document on a computer that's got a virus? Do you sit there in your little notepad documenting it, logging it, wait for the virus to become ransomware of your life? Or do you turn around and you fight that virus? And you become the virus to the virus, essentially. I'm hoping, and I keep broadcasting and hope in the hope that you would become the antivirus here, big time. And we have the opportunity. It's really quite fascinating. I get a little bit excited, too. Right? About as much as I laugh, I also get excited that we have this very interesting perspective that no one's ever had in our life, or any other lives. And then I did respond to this gentleman, Adam, on that. I just found and appreciate your post, which is an honest statement. I did appreciate how he goes through and discusses it. I just have a different view. I think we should be spending our time in more productive ways that we don't have to tell our kids how we failed, essentially, in all the areas. But they may not, literally, we may not be able to comprehend or apprehend. I asked, not many interested enough to take all the incriminating evidence and actually do anything to stop it. If people don't stand up to this fraud now, looking at the scope of the control, do you really think a log will matter if allowed to exist? No, he didn't respond. I don't know, maybe people think I'm a troll, but I'm trying to point out some very important concepts. And if I'm in error, I would hope that someone is aware enough to be able to tell me where I've missed something, but no one does. And so I just kind of go along my little myopic view in the world. Apparently I'm the only one that sees it. And yet, I think what little bitty straw I look through seems to be the world, actually. Fascinating also. Going on, because if you don't move against this and you don't, instead of logging it, 6 months in jail, $11,000 fine for leaving home without a reasonable excuse, coming out of Australia. Anyone in North South Wales, I don't know, NSW, I don't even know where that is, folks. I'm stuck behind a woodshed. Who leaves their house without a reasonable excuse could spend up to 6 months in prison and face an $11,000 fine under the emergency ministerial directive gazetted overnight. Ministerial executive directive. Perfect. It's an administrative action. Perfect. You got them, folks. Those of you in Australia, what's your question? Move. Did it. Take it out. Stop the nonsense. Those of you that may come underneath it, go back to my broadcast. Show how you expose this in a court of law to be a presumptive crime against everybody. Those of you that don't, you have the right to go after this for the very same problem. It's an emergency ministerial directive that has no actual basis. Why is that so hard to state and prove summarily? They don't have a test. It's pretty simple in my mind. I think, like I said, 20 seconds, 30 seconds of discussion lined out the basic part of it. But you can get now fined, and this is one of the highest I found, 6 months in jail, 11,000. They stick you back in the prison. They threw everybody else out. Also fascinating. Under what? What is the authority? It's a presumed authority that has no basis. Okay, you throw fraud in there, the presumption now flips back to them in two burdens, not just to overcome the fraud, but that they had the authority to even try. And so you're out there, you're out and about, and it's coming down in Texas. Don't mess with Texas. I told you last week, they're messing with Texas. I didn't get to this story. You can't go out. Going out isn't even good enough. They're going to come to your door. Texas National Guard troops could do door-to-door checkups around Dallas. Fort Worth, is that the same place they stole all your property and you let it happen? That's probably why I had this story up too, right? It's tied in with the other story of the other idiot stealing all your land underneath a sustainable development plan. Texas National Guard troops who could end up going door-to-door in some Dallas neighborhoods to check on residents. Check up on you, folks. He said the National Guard troops is Judge Clay Jenkins, another domestic enemy, I'm sure. He said Texas, here's why I'm saying that. He was required to check the evidence, not allow a bureaucrat to come in and persuade him without it. Real evidence that said that there was an actual demonstrable exigence, and this judge failed. And I know that because he failed because the CDC and the FDA says he failed. So he's another one of them. They're messing with you, Texas. The bar members are messing with you, just like they support sustainable development. I've went through all of this. He said, Texas National Guard troop, that's your military, folks. For all you think the martial law, you think the medical mission they have is not an army mission, a military mission? You think they're missionaries here, folks? They got a little, all the chaplains come out and wish you well. He said Texas National Guard troops would be on a medical mission and not there for law enforcement reasons. Medical mission is in quotes, okay? It's not real. It's not for law enforcement? What is it? Well, there is no law, folks. It's in martial law. It's what they say. And if they weren't in martial law, they wouldn't come to your door. At any rate, they would check in with people to see who may have come in contact with coronavirus patients. How are they going to do that, folks? Where's the test? It's not law enforcement. It must be administrative then, isn't it? Administrative martial law. Go look at that. They would check in on people to see who may have come in contact with corona. Why do they need the military? Why are they so interested in the common cold this year, folks? Why do you ask the military to do that? Does anyone pull the wool from their eyes here? This is so easy to defeat. This is so ludicrous, so ridiculous on its face. I can't help but believe they sit at home, these people that make these decisions, or in their office, and laugh, and laugh, and laugh, and laugh. And they're saying, love it when a plan comes together. Military to go ask whether or not you've had or been in contact with the common cold. Fascinating what you allow. And yet there's the evidence of the abuse, isn't it? No, not if you don't say it. No, it's the evidence that you're a slave to it. You're a prisoner. Voluntarily. And nobody who took an oath to defend this country stands up. It's astonishing to me. Nobody. I mean, I go silent because that's really the problem. We're silent. The crickets are just being killed. Pretty soon the silence of the crickets will be the rule because you won't even be crickets. You'll be stomped. I told you, again, I say all this stuff and it like comes back as a haunting memory. And the tactics that are being done here, the corona coup, I talked about the coup back a couple broadcasts back. It kind of popped up in the news as well. And I want to move from the United States back over to another problem place and where our military gets a lot of its training to see that it's really consistent in this another aspect of the dimensional war. Netanyahu's corona coup. How a politician in Israel is utilizing this to essentially legally undermine the government. And I look at this, and it's just another extension model. These are the models you have to be careful of that do work. It's the action model, the habit that becomes an action that becomes the habit that they repeat that actually works. That's the one you got to be careful of. Not their bean counting numbers and their false tests that give them the numbers that they need and the rules and the best whatever, the best nonsense, the best way to do you in. That's the best science, that's the best politics, the best management. Yeah, the best way to do you in is best. Netanyahu, Corona coup, it's happening. People identify this technique. It's in the world. Israeli's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has used a Corona crisis to launch a coup. Netanyahu has served as a caretaker Prime Minister since December 2018. Three parliamentary elections have since ended in a stalemate. They have a problem over there they can't solve. This guy's in the way, but he's going to now use, because of the corona, he's locking everything down, And he's now, again, the judiciary goes down. Remember, you lost your civil government. It's happening in Israel, too. And they know to do this. Birds of a feather. Netanyahu gives himself broad phone-tapping powers to fight invisible enemy, coronavirus. It's acknowledged to be an invisible enemy, and yet it's the common cold. So it's not only invisible, but it doesn't exist as an actionable exigence. I just use that special word, exigence, because that's the standard. That no judge has really looked at the evidence to stop, which means they're part of it. They allowed a judicial branch to be subverted and put into a non-effect that eliminated your civil government as you know it. Whether people appreciate this. Okay, Netanyahu is actually utilizing that. They admit it's this invisible bogey monster that's doing it. And there's no judge that's identifying that fraud. There's no executive that's administrative, and there's no legislature that's identifying the fraud. You have a broken broken legislature there, just like I think we're witnessing the broken legislature in the United States, when you finally realize there's not really two parties. There's just two wings for the same bird of prey. Prey, Fauci. All prey too. Mobile phone industry explores worldwide tracking of users right after you find out that Israel's going to use the tracking cell phone data. It comes across the news that now it's going global. Who's the tail wagging the dog on this? Is two? We have another culprit coming out. Who benefits? Who was in the news earlier? Israel about all their tests that we find out are completely do not. Even if they're perfect, they do not test for what they say it can test for. I've talked to broadcasts on what those are and gave you the links to the documents to prove it to yourself. There is no test. An impeccable test is no test because of what they test for. Hong Kong is putting electronic wristbands on arriving passengers to enforce coronavirus, led weeks ago to what we're now hearing the United States is putting everybody in Tennessee, I think it was, or Kentucky, wherever, they're going to give you, ankle bracelets. In fact, I think there was a special running on Freaker's Ball about that this last Friday. Hong Kong, this is already around the world, folks, already. They're tracking and tracing and executing the digital world that they need to put on. The technocrats need to keep you in place, and you're allowing it, and it's all a fraud. Bill Gates, when corona vaccines become available, digital certificates will show who has received it. They'll probably wrap it up in that DNA. You won't even know it. It'll be inside your things. Who is Bill Gates? Who is this guy that's dictating, no medical experience at all, dictating medical policy and put medical harm on you and a so-called philanthropist putting money in there? This guy is really a problem. And the guys and the people, all of the people like this are here. This is digital certificate is tracking and tracing. Well, interesting thing on Reddit, he talked about response. You see what he responds. He knows, folks. How is he in the know? How is this software opportunist in the know like he is? Should be a serious question for you all. That you allow someone like that to be any voice in your life is really a shame. And I'm asking you to reverse. Make the switch, folks. Get active. Do something proper. Thank you, Grimner, for what you do at realliberty.media.com. Everybody who's been syndicating the broadcast, Jules at UCY-TV, thank you very much. Everybody on Minds and BitChute, I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs or nature willing.
That's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
Up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son,
Just open a whole case of Wolf Mass.